Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, we got a great show for you. We are going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. That's right. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the health benefits that you can tap into in ginger root. Ginger root is in the news lately, and so we thought, well, you know, let's just do a little a roundabout on ginger root and enlighten you there. And we're also going to be talking about juicing for your health, because that's come up lately in conversations that I've had with some individuals. So we want to go ahead and kind of empower you that way as far as what you can benefit, the benefits of juice therapy, which is very cool. And also we are going to be talking about, if we get time, blood clots, because that's also been brought to my attention once again to cover that wonderful stuff. So we're going to do all of that. And don't forget, we've got some guests coming up here on American Voice on Herb Talk Live in the near future. We have Dr. Carly coming on with us, of course, the third Tuesday of the month. So on the 20th, she'll be joining us here. So do come back and listen to that. Also, we're going to be interviewing on the 6th of October Shane Ellison. He is the author of the book called Natural Cures, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, and it's out in bookstores now. He's a chemist, and he writes very well, so I am looking forward to interviewing him here on the show on the 6th, Thursday, the 6th of October. And I'm also going to be interviewing on Tuesday, the 11th of October, Dr. Malcolm Hill. He's written the book God's Natural Cures, so we're going to tap into his book that is going to be released from publishers the end of September. So all good stuff coming up here on Herb Talk on American Voice. And we do have a quack report, but a big salute and semper fi to our military, first and foremost, always praying for our military. And while you're there, hitting the knees, pray for America. I want some righteous men and women to step forward who have the ability to lead and to get this nation back on track so we become one nation under God. And, you know, if enough Americans do that, hit the knees and pray and stop doing the ridiculous stuff out there, God's going to hear, and he's going to heal the land. And don't you know we need a healing? And without further ado, let's do the quack report. I know, we're working on quackers, too. I haven't forgotten, folks. Also, thermal imaging. Did you hear about this? They're going to use that as the new lie detectors coming out. Mm-hmm. Research in the UK. This is going on now. They're turning the thermal imaging technology into the new lie detector. It's being developed by the University of Bradford in England. Still in the early stages, though. But the system analyzes people's faces to detect whether they're lying. Kind of reminded me of the show that was out last fall called Lie to Me. Did you guys see that? That was an interesting show. Anyway, thermal imaging camera is going to capture variations of facial temperature as well in response to questions. When people make something up on the spot, the brain activity changes, the temperature changes in the face, and the thermal camera picks that up. Areas around the eye and the cheeks highly sensitive to temperature, and they go up and down. And so they're going to be using that. Also, based on some facial action units that have come out by the American psychologist Paul Elkman, he and Walter Friesen have come up with these. But apparently not everybody is convinced that this is going to be great. A writing in the Journal of Law and Human Behavior out in November, some of the colleagues there say that, you know, they found that thermal imaging will classify too many non-descriptive passengers, like at airports and stuff, they're going to use it there, as liars just because they're a little bit anxious. You know, it's going to, the machine may pick up saying, you know, they got something to hide, probably kick them off the flight, you know. So anyway, that's new. Thermal imaging, check it out. Also, you know, we've got a lot of people on the food stamps, right, in the United States. Basically, guess who is lobbying our federal government? Yes, yes, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program. Oh, yeah, fast food. They want people on food stamps to be able to spend that money at KFC, Taco Bell, you know? Yeah. People on food stamps is up. 20% of Americans now on food stamps, went from $28.5 billion in 2005 to $64.7 billion in 2010. They expect to rise an additional 53,000 new eligible businesses to come under that umbrella, so you can spend, you know, you can spend your food stamps, you know, at dollar stores, convenience stores, gas stations. Yeah. And now, of course, fast food wants a big chunk of that pie. Taco Bell, KFC, Long John Silver's, Pizza Hut. Oh, yeah. They're in the mix. Yeah, like that's going to keep people healthy. Doesn't Michelle Obama have something to say about that? I'm thinking she might. What else is in the quack report? U.S. Homeland Security is now tracking medical records of Canadians. Yeah, This is interesting. If you're a Canadian citizen, you're trying to visit the United States, hello, your history, your medical history, especially if you have a history of mental illness, going to be under the microscope. Mm-hmm. 65-year-old Lois Tementez from Toronto, she found out that, you know, U.S. Customs officials at Pearson International Airport refused to allow her to board a flight that she had booked to Los Angeles because back in 2006, she had a little bit of episode. She was, you know, suicidal. Tried to take her own life. But that was in 06. She's better now. Hasn't had any further incidences, but they weren't letting her on that flight. Homeland Security said, no, 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 no. And she was able later to come to California after she was eventually admitted after she was forced to surrender complete copies of her medical records and pay a Department of Homeland Security approved doctor $250 to get official clearance. I don't know about you, but do you suppose that was a tax? I don't know. Moving along, breaking news, lawsuit filed against Duke Medical in North Carolina for fraudulent cancer study. Uh-oh. Last fall, Dr. Anil Padai, I guess that's how you pronounce his last name, he resigned as his position at Duke Institute of Genome Sciences and Policy at the School of Medicine, basically because he got busted. Not arrested, but he had falsified, embellished reports on this new cancer treatment. He actually did that so he would get hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money. The scientists had also been less than honest about all the research. Three clinical trials, though, were underway based on the bogus findings. Duke finally suspended the trials, but not one of them. Shockingly, after Duke University Health System knew about the problem, one of the studies continued to be in effect on a cancer treatment, and some people died and some people were harmed by the study, and, of course, now there's a class action lawsuit on that. Okay. Clinical studies out there. You ever see those radio ads? Would you like to participate in a free clinical trial? Yeah. Moving along. Lyme's disease, growing infection disease, growing in leaps and bounds in the United States, but the CDC and the Infectious Disease Society of America is refusing to see it that way. Yeah. 400,000 new cases every year of Lyme's disease, and this is not an epidemic. This is not. I think that we have more cases of Lyme's disease than we had flu last year globally. Anyway, most people with chronic Lyme disease don't recall having ever been bitten by a tick, and they learn they have the disease after it, you know, the symptoms come up, and then they have to, you know, and the treatment's complicated. It is. Tests for diagnosing Lyme disease, pretty inadequate. Lyme disease suppresses the antibody production and results in false negative tests. Also, the blood antigen tests, are those blood samples containing the proteins that would identify it as Lyme aren't done. And the Center for Disease Control and the Infectious Disease Society of America refuse to recognize this. Doctors aren't taught how to diagnose chronic Lyme disease. You have to really search out a specialist to get diagnosed appropriately. So there's some more information if you want to research this. Lyme disease is what and why this happens. It's an award-winning 2009 documentary, and it's called Under Our Skin, The Untold Story of Lyme Disease. Also, Pamela Wentenberg's book called Cure Unknown is also out there. You can look that up. What else we got in the cracker? Melatonin, they say, plays an important role in healthy digestive and immune system function. It regulates sleep, your wake and sleep cycles, but also it's produced in the pineal gland and the brain, monitors your sleep cycles, but it also plays a role in antioxidant production and in healing. New indicators show that it's also a regulatory role in your digestive tract. Of course, you know, medicine says your digestive system has a second brain and it produces neurotransmitters. So apparently if you're not getting the sleep, because it requires, there's an 8-hour cycle where the body produces the melatonin and the hormones that effectively enhance immune system and digestion. So if your sleep cycles are cut short, your hormone prolactin is not going to be secreted in large enough amounts, and hormones that promote immune system function will also suffer. So get that sleep, people. Don't cut that short. And last but not least, kind of a long quacker today. Last but not least, just in time for Halloween, not that I'm a big fan, but what do you get when you combine a jellyfish, a rhesus monkey, and a kitten? Well, I know this is not a Johnny Carson question, but medical science, the Mayo Clinic, they have combined the genes of three species. They have taken the medical genes from a jellyfish, a monkey, and a kitten, and now they have a glow-in-the-dark cat. Yeah. That's resistant to feline AIDS, of course. Insight, they say, into the autoimmune diseases. They hope to glean some information on HIV in humans. So they injected the virus-resistant genes of a rhesus monkey, the fluorescent protein of a jellyfish, and into an unfertilized cat egg and produced this modified offspring. This cat glows green, folks. It's, you know, it looks like a, you know, Halloween trick. But it's a cat that will glow in the dark. I guess it makes it tough when it's hunting, you know. It kind of, you know, big old neon sign the mice going to run the other way. Goodness. Well, wonders never cease. And that wraps the quack report.
Farewell to thee, farewell to thee. The wind will carry back our every frame. One last embrace before we say,
Daffy Duck, love it. Okay, we're going to be talking about the giant ginger root, because it's a giant, really is. It's a powerhouse of medicinal benefits. So we're going to talk about it. I call it a giant because it's one of the 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have, and that's ginger root. And this versatile power in this root has put it into the giant category. Herbalists and naturopaths have used ginger root for hundreds of years for major health problems. And modern medicine is kind of turning more and more to the natural substances to deal with chronic disease, but mainstream media is really not adequately reporting on this switch just yet, because certain factors are not quite in place to make your natural substance, like your herbs, your fruits, and your vegetables, the new medicines, the nutraceuticals. So, you know, all that new regulation may be sprung on us at one time here in the near future. Okay, let's talk about the history of ginger root, because we've seen ginger root in the produce section, right? This root can take on some very, you know, odd shapes. It's kind of a quirky little thing. As a kid, I found a ginger root that looked like Jimmy Durante's nose. I was a little kid. It was cute. So looking at ginger root, kind of like looking at clouds, you can see different shapes in it. And ginger is a native herb to the coastal region of India and is cousin to turmeric and cardamom. And this herb, it has had a prominent place in historical writings. The earliest document mentioning the use of ginger root is from China around 400 BC. And some cultures, like the Romans and the Greeks, they used ginger as a spice. Marco Polo, he wrote about ginger while in China in the late 13th century, and later ginger root was cultivated in Jamaica, Africa, Spain, and the West Indies, where it became a popular trade item exported mainly to Europe. Now, in Britain, Jamaican ginger was the favorite variety of ginger root, where it worked its way into the pharmacopoeia. And the name ginger comes from the Greek zingiberus, and the Arabic zin shabal. And later either way you say it, it means known to the ancients. Now, a common name for ginger, the common name we're used to is really from the Sanskrit. It's called granita. And so in Canada and Vermont, though, the common name for ginger root is snake root. Well, let's look at quickly at some ancient uses. Ginger was considered a folk medicine herb to treat digestion problems like diarrhea, appetite problems, stomach ache, gas, and bloating. And the Chinese used ginger root as a detoxifier. European athletes would take 2 to 3 tablespoons of ginger root powder and stir it into a bath, put it in their bath water, and it helped relax their muscles and it relieved their body pain. Later, ginger root worked its way into rubs to accomplish the same thing. Now, it was also taken to relieve headaches, and other treatments were to mix ginger root juice with olive oil to treat dandruff and for earaches. So it had lots of benefits, broad-spectrum use. Let's look at some of the modern use. The ancients used ginger to flavor food and as a medicine. Now, in modern times, it basically became strictly a food industry flavor enhancer for products like your ginger ale, candy, and baked goods. In 1982, there was this study published in the Lancet Journal that stated ginger root was effective in treating motion sickness and did as well or better than the over-the-counter and prescribed medicines. New research is showing that ginger root has the ability to kill prostate cancer cells within just a few hours. Apparently, ginger kills the 5-LO enzyme, which the cancer thrives on. Oncologists are using ginger root extracts with their toxic cancer treatments of chemo or radiation to make their patients more comfortable. And pain clinics are using ginger for patients with chronic arthritis and inflammatory conditions. Well, it's because ginger relieves inflammation and pain. In one study, ginger held its own when tested against the pain-relieving benefits of ibuprofen. Of course, ginger root won't negatively affect your kidneys, liver, intestines, or immune system like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will. The nuclear fallout in Japan has led doctors there to use ginger root because it offers considerable radiation protection if drinking fresh ginger root tea every day. Or you can juice some peeled ginger root and add that to your favorite juice. Now, if fresh root is not handy, a quarter teaspoon of ginger root tincture a day is recommended. And modern science still isn't really sure what makes ginger root such a medicinal powerhouse. However, recently the substance that reduces inflammation has been identified, but no clinical trials have been done. So how does ginger do all this marvelous stuff? Well, ginger root has oils, resins, and enzymes, which are all digestive stimulants. Ginger can help prevent overeating, neutralize toxins, reduce acids, and make digestive processes more efficient. Now, a majority of the folk medicine applications using ginger were for digestive uses, of course, but ginger root will help reduce bowel cramping, and this is why you see it in herbal formulas for digestion or in cleanses. Ginger root has also been used to reduce menstrual cramps, painful periods, and pelvic congestion. However, ginger also stimulates circulation and has also been used for conditions such as rheumatism to help reduce cholesterol and to purify the blood. So if you consume concentrated ginger root tea or tincture during the early stages of the cold and flu, you're going to sweat more and you'll purge the body of the pathogens faster. And Chinese studies have confirmed that ginger root kills the influenza virus, and the oil in ginger, responsible for its aroma, it smells so good, actually prevents the growth of bacteria. So if you use fresh ginger juice, it has the ability to reduce serum glucose levels, and the resins are important because when used along with the ginger root oils, they work as an antibacterial agent. Now, I like to layer ginger root with some other herbs to actually magnify the action. So, for instance, I will use ginger root with milk thistle to help prevent liver damage, or I'll layer ginger root with valerian root for anxiety and depression. Fresh ginger root, if stored in a cool, dry place, really has a very good shelf life. Now, if made into a tonic or a tincture, it has a shelf life of 5 or 10 years. And ginger root is on the FDA's GRAS list, known as generally recognized as safe. And in small amounts, ginger root is safe for pregnant women to use for morning sickness. You want to avoid excessive amounts of medicinal ginger root, such as doses above 4 grams, as it can affect nervous system and may cause abnormal heart rhythms. So it is not recommended to use ginger root for pain associated with gallstones. Barberry bark is a more suitable herb for gallstone conditions or gallbladder conditions. So basically, we have a gift here. When we learn to use God's herbs properly, it is truly a gift. Now, if you want to learn how to layer herbs and to tap into the natural healing powerhouse, hey, pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. It's an e-book. It's 400 pages. It has an herb symptom reference guide. It has some herb secrets in there. You'll learn how to make your own herbal tinctures, and it's just $14.99. And where do you get it? Well, you have to go to thepowerherbs.com website, the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com, and you can find it there. Now, while you're there, request a free product catalog from Apothecary Herbs and family. Hey, this is where your healthcare options just became endless. So if modern medicine is amazed at herbs, just think how powerful and blessed you'll feel when you can do what no licensed physician can. So Apothecary Herbs will make many of the formulas that contain the ginger root. Look for their all-in-one ginger root tincture, of course, the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, or their kidney bladder cleanse or bowel cleanse packages. Now, with this outfit, you're going to learn to layer ginger root tincture with female cycle balancer, prostate kit, and blood cleanser for major results. You're going to get an education. So call now and order to order any of those products or your free product catalog. You just do it on the web too, thepowerherbs.com, or call them toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., that's 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Now, for those tuning in late, don't forget, coming up, I have some special guests we're going to have here on Herb Talk in September. Of course, it's the 20th. Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us. And then in October, we're going to be interviewing chemist and author Shane Ellison on the 6th. He's going to be with us. And then on the 11th, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Malcolm Hill, who is also the author of God's Healthcare Plan, which is awesome. And his book is due to be released the end of this month. So Shane's book is now in bookstores or on Amazon.com. Well done. And I've got a peek at Dr. Hill's book, and it is very good as well. So we're going to have fun. Come back and join us for those interviews. Of course, we're going to be empowering you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. This is true. Absolutely. And you know where to go for your male and female organ cleanse packages, your one-year supply of herbal medicine if you're stocking up for whatever comes your way. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will work with you on those things and educate you at the same time. Product guarantee and backup support via online or by phone. So if you have questions, concerns, you can get somebody with a pulse to answer your questions, which is always cool. We gotta go and take a break. We'll be back after this.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about some liquid fuel. That's what we're going to talk about right now. How can your body get more energy, and just have more zip and more zoom and be healthy about it? Well, we're going to talk about it. There is a way that you can drink some juices and get some super nutrition into the system. Who do you think of when you think of juicing? You think of Jack LaLanne. That guy is going and he's older than the Energizer Bunny, but he's still going. But he does the juicing. He does the live nutritional enzyme therapy, and he it just fortifies his system with lots of nutrition. Actually, juice is a medicine. It's it was evident from the times of Jesus, the biblical era. And they juiced in ancient times. In ancient Rome, ancient physicians there were Hippocrates, he juiced, Galen, he juiced. No Olympian went into competition in Rome without lemon, ginger, garlic, and cayenne juice. Oh, yeah. They did juicing. Now, our ancient ancestors, they juiced more than we thought. Many of the ancient civilizations, from the Egyptians, Romans, and Greeks, they wrote about how they would juice for health. Vegetables and citrus juices were used to combat illness. And for instance, they used onions and radishes in their juices. They were added to other vegetables to give the person more vitality and to also prevent parasites. They also documented well that beet juice restores the blood, and juicing also improves vision to help curb appetite and also produce the necessary weight, balance of weight. Whether you need to gain it or lose it, juicing seems to do that, and it balances the metabolism. Now, garlic was usually added as a preventative to the juicing to prevent illness, and it gives the body strength. Garlic was so highly regarded in the Egyptian civilization that they put it in the foods and beverages they gave to the Hebrew slaves that were building the pyramids, gave them strength. Now, in Rome, garlic was given to their military in juices to improve their courage and stamina. So let's look at some of the modern research on this, though, because you want to look at what the intellectuals are saying. You need some modern proof out there that juicing is good for you. A clinical trial conducted on 22 patients with advanced inoperable cancer was conducted where patients were put on juices for 3 months. The patients were given 10 ounces of beet juice daily, and it produced positive results in 21 of the patients. So why did they get better? Juicing will get the raw foods into the system without all the fiber. For some individuals, fiber creates gas, and juicing provides the live enzymes without the bloated feeling and the gas. Juicing also improves your digestion and enhances your energy level. According to Dr. Benner, who founded the Swiss Nutrition Clinic, he says fresh juices are the most therapeutic food substance containing concentrated synergistic healing nutrition for every cell in the human body. So Dr. Benner says if you juice, you won't have a zinc deficiency or an immune system problem. Then the Hippocratic Health Institute, it claims that you can reverse aging and the onset of degenerative diseases with your raw juices, no pasteurization. So basically, that's what the clinical trials are saying. Also for your information, some helpful hints. If you're going to do your juicing, you want to alternate your juices and don't use too many fruits or too many vegetables containing real high sugar content. You can help manage your blood glucose by using a balance of both vegetables and low-sugar citrus. Carrots and beets do have sugars, and so it's recommended to mix them with other vegetables such as your greens, cucumbers, and celery, kind of dilute them a little. And if your liver needs a little help, beets are a good liver cleanse. However, you will want to combine the beets with some other ingredients like kale, collard greens, and apple. So that's a nice combo there. So let's compare some solid foods with your juicing, just see how you come out. Because when you eat solid foods, it takes your body up to 8 hours to digest and absorb the nutrition from the food you ate. So if you juiced a half a pound of carrots to make about 8 ounces of carrot juice, which provides lots of beta-carotene, lots of vitamin C, lots of calcium, silicon, sulfur, and many other anti-aging minerals, all that nutrition from that juice is instantly available into the bloodstream in 60 seconds. So the faster it is available, the more efficient it is for the body on a cellular repair and regeneration level. So why is this So this is what you do with your juicing. This is why you would want 75% of your food intake to be more raw foods, especially if you are extremely ill. Your body will need the live enzymes from non-cooked foods to provide this energy. So here's what we know. Natural healers and herbalists have known that when you juice or when you do a juice flush or juice fast, you support your immune system and you encourage a healing to begin on all kinds of different levels in the body. When you use your juices, you will reduce or eliminate free radicals in the tissue and in the bloodstream. You will also help to clear away some toxins. Juicing, when you do your juicing, it is an efficient way to lose 5 to 10 pounds very quickly. Celebrities will use this method on a regular basis to maintain their energy when they go out for movie roles and things or go to the Academy Awards or whatever. They are big into their raw foods. And, you know, there was a time when juicing wasn't so easy. At first, juicing wasn't convenient. In the 1930s, a device made specifically for juicing was invented by Dr. Norman Walker. Remember that? It was called the Norwalk Juicer. It was huge. It was cumbersome, kind of a nightmare to clean. However, it started that famous trend. The Norwalk producer, got the other juicing, people together, and they made improvements on the types of juicing machines out there. So you can find some juicing equipment out there, very reasonable. I personally use the Champion Juicer. You can get it in most health food stores, or you can order it off the internet. Very strong motor. I've had mine for 20 years. Very simple to use. Very easy to clean. I'm not one that likes to pick pulp out of parts for very long. And so you won't be doing that with a Champion Juicer. You can go to their website, championjuicer.com, and they got several different kinds. They even have this really neat one that has an attachment to make your own sorbet, so you can throw some frozen pineapple and bananas down this juicer and make your own sorbet without any additives. Very, very good. So if you've got people with, like, milk allergies and things like that, and they can't have sorbet and ice cream and things, then this is the next best thing. It's very cool. Some other things about what juicing will do for you. When you do your juicing, you will fill the system with live nutrition, and you're going to empty more waste material out of your system. So the juice provides your body with what herbalists call enzyme therapy. And it is ironic that people line up at the drugstore or the vitamin shop to buy bottles of overpriced enzyme pills when there's enzymes already in their fresh produce. They can tap into that. Heat also destroys your enzymes, so you're going to need to make your own juices without any pasteurization, without any third-party problems there. Therefore, don't cook your foods. You want your juices with live enzymes. Also, in addition, your liver and your pancreas have to produce a lot of those digestive enzymes in order for you to digest your solid food. So when you do your juice therapy, you're going to have lots of energy. You're going to have lots of live enzymes and single-cell plant proteins going into the system. And guess what? The liver and the pancreas get to take a day off. They don't have to produce any digestive enzymes in order for you to have energy and fuel for the system. This liquid fuel is going to give you lots of energy. You're not going to be, sitting around saying, oh, I have no energy, I can't go to work, I can't do that. No, you're going to have more energy than when you eat solid food. And just do it and prove me wrong. I mean, most people are just amazed at how much pep they have when they do their juice therapies. What else we have? Other benefits. Some of the benefits to juicing will be you're going to purge more fat and cholesterol from the blood. So if that's your goal, go for it. It's a natural way to thin the blood. And when you do that, guess what? Well, you're going to defat the blood, and and guess what? The blood then is going to be able to get into other areas of the body that may be sick, and it's going to improve circulation. So with improved circulation, the small capillaries will be cleansed as well. So, and your hormonal system will also benefit. The juices provide chemicals and enzymes that the body utilizes to balance and manufacture hormones. So you can be sick, But if the body doesn't produce, let's say, enough insulin or enough thyroid hormone or interferon for the immune system or estrogens and so forth, you're going to have an imbalance and you're going to have sickness in another area. So your juicing fuel is going to help you with that. So all these chemicals are built from nutrition, and your juicing is going to provide that nutrition. It helps rebalance your metabolism, your hormones, your endocrine system, your thyroid, your pancreas, your reproductive system. And you're going to have a lot of energy, just like Jack LaLanne. Now, many people believe that when they juice, they're not going to be able to, you know, carry out and function through their day. But the opposite is going to be true, and it's going to amaze them. People are often report that they experienced a change in their sense of smell and their taste when they do their juicing. Others say their vision improves. Now, the Greeks, the Romans, and the Egyptians all wrote about their mental clarity when they did their juice therapies. Some of the great scientific minds of history would stop eating solid foods when they wanted to really solve an answer to a problem because it enhanced their mental clarity. One of my herbal professors said that Americans pretty much drunk on food and overeating makes them dull. So scientifically that is correct, because when you eat a meal, the blood does not go to the brain. It goes to the digestive tract. And when you do your juicing, it's kind of like a mini fast, but you're still getting the live enzymes and the nutrition the body needs to run on and to maintain strength. So how long should you fast? Well, you can fast for a couple of days with your juicing, or you can even do it longer if you're experienced enough. But most people do it for like a weekend, or they'll do a 5-day fast. The first 2 days they'll eat lighter, with their fruits and salads, and then they'll do their juicing. And then the next 2 days will be just juices by themselves, and then they'll finish out the 5 days with the light fruits and salads and their juices. So eating big meals won't make you stronger, but will make you feel more tired. And fast food meals that are loaded with lots of fats and over 1,000 calories, they're going to slow you down, make you feel sleepy. And the human body is an amazing thing. You can go months without solid food as long as you get nutrition in the system. Yeah. So if you plan to juice to feel better, just realize you may feel a bit cooler. We're moving into the cooler seasons. So the calories in solid foods help produce more heat and body heat. So you're going to feel a bit cooler. So you might want to layer some clothing to compensate. A little natural sweetener that won't displace blood sugar, like your stevia, is nice if you want to throw it in your juices. Now, if you're doing a 5-day juicing or longer, you may experience some energy lows, but this passes within 10 minutes. So this is very common because the body is used to the solid food for the fuel, but is now on liquid fuel. So what you should do is if you get a hunger pain or two, you can ignore it and it will pass within a few minutes, or you can chew on some fennel seed. That gets rid of hunger pains. Another option is to use some single-cell plant proteins in your juices, like your chlorella or your spirulina. These proteins are water-soluble. They don't require digestion, but they provide more energy, and they help squelch those hunger pains. And another tip you will need to know is you're going to consume a minimum of 1 gallon of juice per day. So this is the nutrition you're going to need, and this is what you're going to go through in order to function throughout your day. You should also alternate your citrus and your vegetable juices so you don't get your pH off. So don't do just all citrus. Now, if blood sugar is an issue, you want to use content vegetables and so forth on citrus with low sugar ratings, or cut it with more water to dilute that sugar there. Now, if your skin tends to feel a bit dry when you're doing your juicing, cut out some of that orange juice. The orange juices can tend to dry your skin a bit. And if you want to flush the kidneys a bit more while you're doing your juicing, use some watermelon. Watermelon, especially the white part near the rind, is very good. Or you can throw in the seeds as well into the juicer and crush them up if you want. And then that gets in, the minerals and the seeds get into the juice. It's really nice. Also, you can add some radishes to help cleanse the liver, or a cabbage to help soothe the digestive tract. There's some things you could add in there to mix it up. a lot of people go, well, where do you get these recipes? Well, you can get some juicing books at your bookstore. You just don't want to add milk. A lot of the smoothie books will have a lot of the added sugar and milk. So you want to stay away from adding that. You can still, you know, go through the recipe with the ingredients, but just don't use that. If you wanted, you know, a little bit of creaminess, let's say you've been on some juicing for a few days, if you want to reward yourself, if you want to make a smoothie, if you will, then you can use some almond milk for a little creaminess, but no dairy. Please stay away from that dairy. If you missed the show on toxic food toxicity on the dairy, you need to hit the archives. Whew. That show is up on our website and on American Voice in their archives, so you can check that out. You may be stunned at what dairy products can do. So check that out. Okay, we've got a few more minutes, so we're going to move along to blood clots. A lot of people suffer from thrombosis or blood clots. So let's cover some do's and don'ts about this and how we can maybe possibly prevent or reverse this problem. The National Center for Health Statistics shows us that thrombosis is severe enough to rank third behind cancer. Other statistics rank thrombosis as the fifth leading cause of death behind respiratory disease, or the eighth after pneumonia and flu. So blood clots can be a problem. And you definitely want the blood to clot. You know, if you cut yourself, you're hemorrhaging, that saves your life. But if you suffer that from an injury, that's something different. But if you don't want blood to clot and obstruct vessels from delivering a blood supply and oxygen. So let's talk about what it is and what it isn't. 2 million Americans diagnosed with what is known as deep vein thrombosis every year. So what is that? Well, it's the forming of the blood clot in the deep veins, which return to the heart and are usually in the leg. The bigger the clot, the more dangerous it is. And part of the clot can break off and follow the bloodstream to another location like the lung. So if it travels to the lung, then you're going to have what is known as a pulmonary embolism. Now, sometimes deep vein thrombosis is incorrectly called phlebitis. So phlebitis refers to inflammation of a vein with no clotting. So there's a difference. And varicose veins can actually transform into phlebitis. So what causes it? Well, the main cause is lifestyle. We are in control of this. If you have an occupation that involves constrained seating, or maybe you're a contractor and you're bending down a lot, or you're kneeling a lot, or you're at a job, you're sitting a lot, this is going to promote thrombosis. Inactivity will increase your chances of getting thrombosis, and for instance, you know, that sedentary job, that long distance travel, if you're on the airplane, you're sitting in tight quarters for a long time, that can put you at greater risk of developing this thrombosis. Now, if you travel frequently, it's going to be important for you to get up every hour while you're on the plane and move around for 10 or 15 minutes at least, so you can prevent those blood clots from forming in your legs. Well, let's see if you're at a high risk of blood clots. Some people are. If you have suffered trauma, if you've had surgery, heart attacks, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, if you're, you know, old age can bring on blood clots, sepsis, if you got blood that's toxic, birth control treatments. As we know, there's many of young women on the coroner's table that have died from thrombosis due to birth control. For some reason, those that undergo surgery for the knee and the hip replacement seem to be at high risk, too, of developing pulmonary embolus or blood clots in the leg, and then they go to the lung. Other people at high risk are going to be people with various types of chronic diseases and even pregnant women. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, the National Cancer Institute lists deep vein thrombosis as a risk factor when taking the drug tamoxifen or for hormone replacement therapy. So some drugs will put you at higher risk. And just how much of a risk will you be from developing a blood clot if you undergo the knife, if you're in surgery? You would need to consult the Surgeon General's Call to Action Report, which provides health information to the public, and according to their September 08 report, there's a range of incidence of developing deep vein thrombosis of 350,000 to 600,000 times a year with at least 100,000 deaths annually. So that's how many people go under surgery and can develop this problem. What about gender risk? Are men or women more at risk of developing these types of clots? There is some statistical evidence that women are at risk due to pregnancy and birth control medications. Young women between their 20s and 30s have ended up, like I said, in the morgue because of the birth control pills. Medical science reports that the benefits outweigh the slight danger. Of course they do. So tell that to the ladies who died, though. You know? Evidence also shows that there were fewer blood clots in women taking the second generation of birth control pills. There was only 15 clots for every 100,000 women compared to the third generation pill that we have now, which is 25 clots for every 100,000 women. Also, women who smoke, overweight, or diabetic, have a family history of clots, are going to be at a higher risk as well. And there's a difference between the deep vein thrombosis and the surface clots. There's this condition where you can get a surface thrombosis, which involves veins close to the surface of the skin that do not directly run to the heart, lungs, or your brain. Although this condition can be alarming and a bit painful or uncomfortable, modern medicine does not consider this life-threatening. However, this is no reason to dismiss the condition. This can be a precursor to deep vein thrombosis unless you make some lifestyle changes. In most cases, surface thrombosis is an overindulgence in fatty foods and alcohol. So make those dietary changes to significantly reduce or eliminate these foods from your lifestyle, and the condition will correct itself. Now, you can speed up the recovery time by using some natural herbs for your cardiovascular system, which I'm going to mention here in a little bit. How much time we have? Ooh, we're getting close to the end here. I better listen now. List those foods. You want some blood purifiers. So the French, they feed garlic and onions to their horses to dissolve leg clots. So Russians also will use onions and vodka to improve circulation. So medical research is backing up what these people have been doing. So you can check out garlics and onions for thinning the blood to preventing that blood clotting mechanism. Also, you can use some cardiovascular system aids, your cayenne, your ginger root, very good at getting into the small capillaries as well. And Celtic sea salt, which does not promote a hypertension situation, can also keep the arteries and veins elastic, stretchable, bendable, so that they don't get hard and rigid, and then you get clots and plaque and all kinds of things. So make sure you tweak that lifestyle. Mediterranean diet, probably going to be the one to go with. No problem with the deep vein thrombosis over there in the Mediterranean area, so it's all because of the lifestyle, the diet. So switch on over to that, get some good medicinal herbs going, your garlic, your onion, your circulatory herbs. If you need some help with that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, ask for a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or on the web, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, you know, I'm out of time, but, you know, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.